back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we're continuing with Chris Laurent, who's president of Synair Solutions, and of course, Joan Nelson, who's the executive director of the Allen Neighborhood Center. And let's talk a little bit more about this. Chris, there are other partners involved in this project, which is a wonderful project, but a big one. So why don't you elaborate on that? Who else is involved in this?
Yeah, well, we started our first venture in applying for low-income housing tax credits as the economic driver for this with MISHTA. That program, which is a national program, it's been in place since Tax Reform Act of 1986, really requires you, if you're a golfer, to shoot straight down the middle. And there are a lot of different factors that go into that. And we weren't successful in our try there, though we had a lot of both local and state support for the development. We started to look to alternative forms of financing. So a real economic driver of this started with a donation to the Allen Neighborhood Center that was really sort of the seed capital we needed to get off the ground, and a low interest long-term loan. The other big resource that was able to make this development happen was something called New Market Tax Credits. And those were created in the 90s by the Department of Treasury to stimulate development, economic development in areas that would not otherwise see development. Unlike low-income housing tax credits, with more of a commercial focus. So we were able to work with our investor, PNC Bank, to purchase the tax credits. That represented about $3.4 million of the overall capital stack of $11 million. I know we're talking to some other grant sponsors, but you know, one of the things as a real estate developer that we really try to pride ourselves in, particularly in our space, again, which is only partnering, is listening. And so we spent probably 6 to 12 months really forming and building that relationship, not just with Joan, but with her team, Joe Enerson and Denise Paquette, who have been amazing partners. And so I think with that learning came a real understanding of their business. And maybe Joan can talk a bit to some of the other sponsors they got for more food specific. And I know we're talking about some energy assistance we received from the utility company locally.
Right. We received grants from the Consumers Energy Foundation, also MEDC. Came in with a $1.5 million grant from their community revitalization program. The folks who allocated the New Market Tax Credits were the Michigan Community Capital Group. And then there were multiple additional smaller funders, you know, as well. It's been a collective, you know, effort here and exciting. And now we have Wheeland Corporation on site taking us through the construction process.
Well, I got to tell you, a project like this takes a lot of partners, and you've done really well at getting those partners in line. And so let's bring in yet another partner. Brandi Akron is with the Lansing Board of Water and Light. She's Executive Director of Strategic Planning. And so, Brandi, why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you do in strategic planning?
Yeah, sure. Would love to. So I've been at the board for about 16 years, actually, and most of that career has actually been as an attorney. But over the past almost 2 years now, I took on a new role. It was kind of a lateral move for myself, and I'm responsible for the corporate planning and strategic projects for the organization, which includes our renewable energy portfolio, how we're meeting our energy needs for our customers, as well as how we can move forward to be the utility of the future.
Excellent stuff. Well, and actually, you guys have worked at that very hard, alternative energies and everything else. Tell me about where you fit in to this project.
Yeah, so this was actually a very exciting opportunity that came about through our stakeholder engagement with our integrated resource planning process. So, you know, we interviewed a number of members of the public, of the community, and I came across Allen Street Neighborhood as one of our stakeholder interviewees. And in the midst of the interview, and actually it wasn't slated to find out about this project, I learned about the project. And so it's going to be pretty much, it's close to a passive design build, and it's going to be the first in the area. And so it was probably the ripest project for us to demonstrate and test. And so when we were learning about the passive design elements of what they were planning and what they were striving for, from our component, if we're trying to design and test technology, it's an opportunity for us to shrink the energy load and then see what we can feed with renewables. So it was something that kind of just happened in the midst of talks, and we just kind of jumped right on it.
Well, excellent stuff. It really is. Anything to add from anyone about this project? Because it's been a great one and highly anticipated.
Really exciting about the partnership with the board is that we'll be creating the region's first microgrid on this block. With lots of solar collecting modalities. We'll have solar dock picnic tables and solar carports and panels and interactive displays so that people can learn more about renewable ready and energy efficient technologies as they are emerging. So it's very exciting.
Well, the whole thing is very exciting. We want to thank all of you for joining us. Brandy Akron, thanks for jumping in. Executive Director of the Strategic Planning for the Board of Water and Light. And of course, Joan Nelson, always good to see you. Allen Neighborhood Center here in Lansing. And Chris, good to have you on as well. Chris Laurent, who is the CEO of Sinair Solutions. And by gosh, this looks like it's going to be one of them. Thank you all for joining us. Good luck with the program, and we will keep track of this project.
I want to thank all of our guests today, and of course, all of you for being here on the Michigan Business Beat. And as always, from all of us here at the Michigan Business Network, I'm Chris Holman, wishing you a very prosperous day.